You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. We're going to be talking with Randy Wright in just a little bit. Dennis from the Glam. But do you want me to, what name do you want me to use for you? Are you getting tired of me saying Dennis from the Glam Band? I can say your real last name. I could say your character name on stage. What would you rather go by?
I've been called lots of names.
I know.
So.
Am I even on this?
Try that one.
That sounds kind of funny.
There you go. That's better.
You, Dennis? People call you Dennis, don't they? Do you just have a...
I don't know. I was just a baby when I was born. That sounds awesome.
You guys take over. I'm going to go get another bagel.
We'll get all new equipment.
Yes.
Must be the earbuds.
All right. Well, you figured out. Do we have Randy there? Nope. Okay. Let's hold off on Randy. Let's get Dennis figured out here first.
Hey.
Microphones.
Something's here.
How you doing, everybody? What's happening?
We introduce you as the best musician in the state.
That's not even close.
Best vocalist.
I meant vocalist.
Hey, just because this is all new to us, Dennis, can you try the fourth mic there? Is that not working?
I don't know, is it?
Oh, it's all historic. Okay, stand by. Use that third one for now.
You sure?
Yep.
Hey, you sound great.
Sounds groovy.
There you go.
What is your stage name?
Dennis Lee Roth, allegedly.
So it's Dennis.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know. Dennis from the Glam. I think that's a nice intro. Sure.
Okay, Dennis from the Glam Band.
Well, no, it's up to him.
Is that Polish too?
I don't know. You're listening to that?
Isn't that interesting about that German cake? That guy, it was his name. And the Germans are like, it's our cake. It's not. You go to a restaurant, German restaurant, well, would you like some German chocolate cake? It's like, yeah.
Yes. All right, we've got our very special guest on. Number 16, Randy Wright.
Oh my gosh, man! You guys need decaf coffee in the morning.
How you doing, Randall?
It's Red Bull, but thank you.
Yeah, Red Bull, exactly. I'm doing very well, thanks, Bill. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Big weekend, of course. Vikings coming in. We've got Dennis here. Dennis is the lead singer of the Glam Band, and he was selected as vocalist of the entire state of Wisconsin this year. It's the hottest band you've ever seen in your life. They're so popular, it's mind-boggling. But he's also the biggest football fan you'll ever find in your entire life and is knowledgeable about football, so he joins us for this second. So, Dennis, say hello to Randy.
Randy, how are you?
I am great, Dennis. Congratulations. I've heard of the band.
I apologize.
Realize that you were awarded that award, but yeah. I'm sure it's well-earned, so congratulations.
Well, thank you for that. You are my hero, just so you know, and thank you for hooking us up last year for our tickets. That was my mom's first game since, believe it or not, the Ice Bowl.
Wow!
So I want to thank you for that. Her knees held up, you know, and her replacement knees and whatever, but so yeah, you made a memory, and that's something we'll never forget, and I owe that to you, and I thank you for
it was fun to do. I'm glad it was enjoyed.
Thank you very much. We also took a military brother with us as well. So and he's grateful for that experience as well. But thank you.
It is amazing how many memories Lambeau Field has created. The people who've come into town one game in their life, and they like remember that. You know, I think that's very cool. And yeah, Randy, thank you for making that special for his family, because it is an experience and something with pictures and with the memories. It's a lot of good energy. Anyway,
hey Randy, Packer game this week. We're talking a little bit about, you know, the Jordan Love situation. What do teams do? How to pull back the curtain for us when your quarterback is kind of banged up? What kind of quote unquote games do teams do to like not let the cat out of the bag as to whether or not he's going to play?
Well, I think they close practice all the time, so that's never there. They tell their teammates and their players. They don't talk to the media about it. We don't really know. Sometimes teams are being honest about it because they don't really know. And, you know, a player may feel great on Tuesday and then practice Wednesday, Thursday, not feel so good by Friday. So I think they try to keep it close to the vest, especially depending on what kind of injury it is. But honestly, with some exceptions, the coaching level is so good at that particular level when it becomes, hey, we're going to prepare for this guy, we're going to prepare for that guy. They're all NFL quarterbacks. And yeah, if you're playing a rookie, you may blitz more, you may disguise coverages more versus a veteran where you may not have to do that. If a quarterback is going to be banged up and can't run, if he's a mobile quarterback, you may get away with rushing four so that you can keep him in the pocket because he's injured, and then you can cover with seven. But honestly, at this level, you're going to prepare for everybody anyway. And the teams may try and keep it secret because there could be some minor things. But it still comes down to between the sidelines, who's playing the best on Sunday.
I think it's easier these days, too, because, you know, technology being what it is. And game film doesn't take 2 or 3 days to get shipped to another location. You know, they do that stuff in advance. You know, I'm sure they studied Malik Willis, you know, for weeks and months and years even.
Well, see,
you know,
that's the thing now. So, 2 games in, Randy, you know, the first game as a rookie, you'd think, okay, they don't really have too much of a book on you. He, you know, he played, what, 3 games maybe in his career. And, you know, everybody had scouted him or whatever, but there's a big difference between playing for Liberty College and then being at Lambeau Field against the Vikings. But is 2 games enough for opposing defenses to have a book on him, Randy?
Yeah, you know, they're going to have a thin book. They obviously have scouted him and evaluated him coming out of college, so they know a little bit about what he can do. I think the biggest question is not so much what Malik Willis can do, but it's what is Matt LaFleur going to let him do? How much is he exposing him to more and more each week? Because, like you said, the first game or two, it was probably a pretty reduced game plan. There were things that LaFleur didn't give him to do that he's probably going to give him to do this week. And fortunately for the Vikings, it being a division game, you know, they know what everybody else can do. They're real familiar with Green Bay, as Green Bay is Minnesota. So it allows Minnesota's defense to really focus on whether it's Malik Willis. They know what Jordan Love can do. So there's not going to be a lot of surprises in a division game like that. But I think the question would be, if I'm Minnesota, the question is going to be, what do we think they're going to allow this kid to do now that he hasn't done in the last 2 weeks because he's got another week under his belt as the starter?
Yeah, you are starting quarterback in the NFL. Are you surprised by this guy? I think a lot of fans are like, wow. I mean, he really kind of got not cut, but you know, Tennessee didn't love him.
Next closest thing, next 7th round draft pick.
Yeah. Right.
I'm maybe a little bit surprised that he has done as well this quickly. I think, though, when you look at LaFleur, and I'm a big Matt LaFleur fan because he's proven that to me. I mean, when you look at some of the game plans that LaFleur has come up with, what was it, a couple years ago? I think they played Arizona, and they had, like, no wide receivers healthy. And they went out there, and I think Arizona was undefeated at the time or 6-1, and he played the entire game basically with 3 tight ends and 2 running backs, and they beat him.
Yeah.
And that was the game that really told me this coach is really, really good. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to create a game plan. He knows how to take advantage of what he has. He doesn't whine about, you know, players that are hurt. So I'm a little surprised with Willis's success because, like I said, you still got to do it between the sidelines. But LaFleur has put his team in positions to win when most people would say that's not going to happen. So I think a lot of the credit, not to take anything away from Malik because he's played very well, but I think LaFleur has handled that situation fabulously.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, we've been doing this for a little while. Of course, Packers are the talk of the town. That's a lot of praise for LaFleur. He's got his critics out there, too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's awesome to hear, Randy. Thanks for sharing
that. You know what thing, and bringing that up there, Randy, I thought he had one of the most, the first game that Willis played, I thought he had one of the most imaginative run schemes that I've ever seen in the end. I mean, there's plays I've never seen before. I thought he did a great job of keeping Indianapolis kind of on their heels. Didn't you think that, Dennis?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you feel that, Randy?
You know, I think he was creative and he took advantage of the tools that Malik has. And when you have a mobile quarterback, oh my gosh, that just opens up so many things. You can move the pocket. You can eliminate half the field because you spread him out this way or you move him this way. You keep an extra back in, and you reduce his reads from maybe 3 reads to 2 reads. But it all happens at such a fast pace, the quarterback still has to be back there and able to execute it. But yeah, he has impressed me as much running as he has throwing. And I know some people have said, and I don't disagree, you know what, it's not the greatest competition that they've played against. They haven't played maybe the great teams in the NFL. Well, every team in the NFL is still pretty good. And I agree with that to a degree. But the Vikings coming in, you know, they're hot right now too. And there's such a destiny and a chemistry at any professional sport level. When you start on a roll and you get your confidence up, that carries you just farther. I almost want to say farther than anything else. And right now, both teams are playing with a lot of confidence.
So, Randy, I know Malik came from Tennessee, and LaFleur also came from Tennessee previous. So there is some overlap from that standpoint. Can you speak to how much of a boost that possibly is for a guy coming into a new team, and how much of a
some familiarity with it?
He's not totally starting over from that standpoint. I know there's some nomenclature that might be different or whatever, but could you elaborate on that?
You know, there may be a little bit of the technology that he can use, a little bit of the terminology that may be different, but you know, everybody runs a toss sweep. Everybody runs an ISO play. We may call it different, but as soon as I recognize what you call it, I know the play, and I just need to put it into that language. So that's not super difficult. Now, the protections is the biggest thing. When you're a quarterback and you're changing protections and you're trying to find where the pressure's coming from or where the blitz looks like it's coming from, that is probably a bigger challenge because you have that 40-second, 30-second, 25-second clock. That thing is running. So you only have so much time to be able to make that happen. I think the biggest advantage with LaFleur coming from Tennessee with Willis is probably knew him a little bit more, knew what he could do, has seen him do it in practice, has seen him do it different times. So, you know, that can be a little bit of something where that's not as big a challenge.
All right, we're talking with Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback, about Malik Willis and everything taking place coming up this weekend, Packers against the Vikings. And Randy, are you still associated with the NFL at all?
I still get my pension. That's what you mean.
Because we were just wondering if we could talk to you about some over-under spreads. Yeah, stuff like
good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
We just had Ted Stefaniak on, and he's a cameraman at the games on Sundays. And they can't even walk into the casino.
Yeah, he wouldn't answer.
No, he wouldn't help us out at all.
But we'd like your help when we come back.
Yep. Randy Wright joining
the
us.
Company line.
Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. It's Football Friday here in Mino and the Mayor with Dennis from the Glam Band. We've got Randy Wright, former Packer quarterback, joining us.
Good morning, Randy.
Again.
Morning, guys.
I was going to give you are your headphones not working?
Oh, everything's working just about fine.
It's just Dennis, a little bit of rattle in his brain.
All right.
There's a little bit of rattle in there.
We got it now.
Hey, Randy, heading into a game like this, obviously it's early in the season. And, you know, the whole Brazil thing turned out weird and whatever. What do you see of this Packer team just in general? Because, you know, one of the things that is so hard is consistency with a defense. You ever notice, Randy, how some team will have a great defense one year, and the next year you're thinking, oh, man, this could be fantastic, this could be great, and, you know, maybe this coach is gone or that coach is gone or this one player, and that defense has a whole different look. What do you think of the look of this defense with the new coordinator, Randy?
Yeah, you know, I think they're playing with confidence right now. I think he has shown he's not afraid to really be aggressive. And I think defense, you can change things up a little quicker. You can have key players just make a great year, and they get on a roll. Teams may try and test defensive backs because Jair Alexander's great, so we're going to go to the other side, and that player steps up. He gets more opportunities, and he plays really well. So I think your point's a good point. You can lose coaches. You can change schemes. So defenses seem to fluctuate more year to year than offenses can. It's easier and quicker to turn it around. But I think they've always been, you know, over the last couple of years, they've been one of the youngest teams in the NFL. They're still, I think, the youngest, if not the very youngest. And I think their players are probably excited to have a new DC in there, I think they're playing with that kind of confidence.
And Jim is hearing you speak in code saying he should take the under.
Which I did. Which I did, Randy. I did.
What's the number at?
What are the Packers at? The over-under is 43.5.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I hate those halves.
Yeah. Anyway, you don't have to comment on that.
Hey, Randy, last week.
We'll talk offline.
You can just text. Last week we had Matt Brock on, and I asked him, I said, Matt, of all the players you played with in Green Bay, and if you had lined up all against the wall and you do two teams, who would be your first player of everybody you played with that you would select? Really shocked me. He said James Campen. Yeah. But who would yours be, Randy?
That's a good question. If answering it with 5-second warning like you just gave me, I would say Ken Rutgers.
Oh, okay.
Would be the first player I would take, but it would be awfully, awfully close between Ken Rutgers and James Lofton.
Oh, yeah.
And I say Rutgers because he plays every single play. He protects you every single play, whereas your wide receiver is not going to affect a game as much, but those two would clearly be the best two, in my opinion.
I almost forgot you played with James.
Yeah, my first 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, wow. Running downfield, he and Jerry Rice are the two greatest I've ever seen for deep routes. Wouldn't you say?
Without a doubt.
Would you say Randy? Maybe Randy Moss.
Clifford Branch would be another good one.
Yeah, but watching Lofton he glided downfield.
Yeah, he was just rare. You just don't find that kind of talent in, you know, especially as he got older in his career. In fact, my wife and I were out driving last week, and his name came up, and she asked the question. We were going by Ohio. We were going to stop by Ken in the NFL Hall of Fame, and we wound up not stopping, but that's not relevant. But anyway, I said to her, I think Lofton is the only player I played with that's in the Hall of Fame.
Really?
And I was trying to, really? I could be wrong, but I couldn't think of another player that I played with.
I think you're right.
That is in the Hall of Fame.
No. Leroy Butler?
I didn't play with Leroy.
No? Okay. Mm. All right. Yeah, you're right.
I'm sure you've been to the Hall of Fame before, but what I found most interesting, it's great to see, obviously, the players who are in there, but it sure is fun to look at all the rings. You know how when it started and when they went to the bling, you know? It's crazy. It was like when the Patriots started winning.
Yeah, yeah.
it's like, wow. They went from rings to bracelets. Still a ring, but anyway, yeah. That's interesting. That. And how many years? That's quite a gap of years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I played 5 in Green Bay.
Right.
84 through 89.
Yeah. Yeah, 84 through 89 was the year I got cut. But I think there were some players that could be in the Hall of Fame that are not, in my opinion, that deserve to be. But anyway, I couldn't think of another one. And when John asked me to be on today, I said to my wife, you know what, I'm going to ask him because obviously he may remember better than I would, but I don't think there's anybody that actually is. Though, like I said, I think there are more that are deserving.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Randy,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, we're talking about the game. We talk a lot of football here, especially, you know, when Thursday comes around. But the big news, really, in Green Bay football is Brett Favre. You have any thoughts on that? That Parkinson's, and he kind of released it on Tuesday?
Well, he said he had thousands of concussions. I don't believe that.
I think he meant thousands of hits to the head.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I don't know that I could say yes or no that he had thousands of concussions. Obviously, tragic news. Sad to hear. I sad to hear with anybody.
Right.
How much did football contribute to it? I don't know that medical aspect of it, but I would say for the years that he played and for what he did, for to have the concussions by today's standards, I would say it's absolutely in the hundreds. I mean, you know, back when we were playing, I mean, when I was in college, I played a game. I got knocked out. It went back in the game in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, today I'd be out for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Didn't they take you off on an ambulance? Is that the game?
They did, yeah. And so, you know, today they say, oh, that's a concussion, whereas back in the old days, they didn't know enough and they didn't have as much information. So I would believe the way Brett played and the amount of times he played, the kind of player that he was, I'm sure his concussion level is three figures, maybe not four, but I would not be at all surprised if it wasn't at least 100.
Wow. Randy, we got 1 minute left. We want your opinion on this this week's game. How do you see it?
I think it will be which quarterback can stay consistent, both Willis and Darnold. I mean, the biggest difference between your starter and your backup is consistency. Backups often have close to the amount of talent. They just can't do it over 10 games, 14 games, 16 games, where your starter usually can. So with really two potential backup quarterbacks in there, with Darnold, who's been a backup most of his career, should have been, and with Willis, which one can be more consistent? That's what it's going to come down to.
Outstanding. Randy Wright, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate you, brother. Go D.
Absolutely, guys. You guys have good luck with your bet.
Thank you, Randy. He's going to be calling you and complaining on Monday if it doesn't go his way.
I
won't give him your number. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Randy Wright joining us for our Football Friday. That was fun, wasn't it?
He's a great guy.
Good stuff. Anyway, we've got our talented musical guest here right now, Melissa Shakar. It's actually the Melissa Shakar Trio, but it's a duo today. And she's gonna quiz you, Jim,
because
you're always pretty good at knowing what each town is famous for, so to speak. So she's gonna tell him who you used to babysit for, Melissa.
Yes, I used to babysit for Craig and Lee Culver.
Culver's.
Yeah.
The town that you babysat in?
It's the hometown.
I know.
Culver's.
Yes. Sockville?
Close.
But
the first half's Sock City.
Sock City. Yay. Okay. Oh, all right.
Yay. Very impressive.
Craig's been here before. And remember when he's got all the Culver's, but he looked at the Blue Spoon, which is more of an urban, you know, brick. And we tried to get one of those in Green Bay. And I'd met with him. He's got to be one of the nicest entrepreneurs. We had him in here. I just got to tell you guys real quick. We had him in for a speaker because he's a very, very successful, flew up in his own plane. And we're like, you know, we got all these business guys together. And Craig gets up there to talk. He goes, treat your customers well. Have a good product. Like there was no like secret. It was all like really super common sense stuff. Because didn't he start at McDonald's?
No, his parents had an A&W.
Oh, that was A&W. That's what I meant, A&W. Okay. But anyway, his story is just like treating people right. There was no mystery to use this kind of formula for depreciation, use this kind of inventory turns. It was just like all like, be nice. Smile when they walk in. You know, we're like, okay, thanks for coming.
Yeah. A simple formula. I was telling John that all my friends were jealous of the gig when I was babysitting because it was when they were starting the Culver's. And the freezer would be full of every flavor of custard.
Yeah,
so
right.
I know. My friends were like, I will fill in for you and do it for free.
Yeah, right. That's cool.
Well, see, I'm very impressed. I told him, I said, Jim has this weird thing. Like, I have this weird thing about quarterbacks when I went to school. You've got this weird thing about what each town is famous for in the state.
Yeah.
So, congratulations.
United States.
Nicely
too.
Done.
I like to.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Look around. All
Dennis,
right.
Dennis, take it away,
that's
my brother.
That's what makes the world go around.
It does.
So, How what brought you to the Valley then, as opposed from Sauk City? What brought you here?
Yes, well, my...
Sauckville, right? Sauckville or Sauk City?
Sauk City.
Okay.
Oh, those are fighting words.
Sorry.
I will stop it.
We got Nikki here wearing the West DePere
right.
T-shirt.
DePere tonight.
It's like we're not even supposed to mention DePere, so...
Oh, my gosh.
DePere.
Yeah. Well, what brought me here, it's all about a boy. My former husband was in the paper industry.
Okay.
So I'm originally, like I said, from Sauk City, and I've been in Neenah for 22 years now.
So that goes out, shout to my friends from Cheeseheads with Attitude.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, their song, right?
Was it KC that brought him there?
No, it was Appleton Papers.
Oh, yeah, that's a great
now Appvion. Yeah.
They did really, really well. Yeah. Okay, well, good.
How long have you been doing music then? What got you started in that?
I started when I was really little. I was a theater kid. Like, I just kind of was born.
Well, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah. Jim's daughters were huge theater people.
Yeah, so you have that.
Well, I'm just going to show up every morning and be like, hi, I'm here.
Come on.
Yeah, right. I'm ready for my segment.
Were you in musicals?
I was.
Were you in The Sound of Music?
Yes.
Love it. That's not my favorite,
Louisa.
But
same here.
Were you? That is awesome.
Yeah. So that's really what started
Wicked is,
for me.
He has such a weird thing about The Sound of Music that we had the TV reporter from NBC 26 here once a week. We have them.
Okay.
And he goes, Ralph, you look just like Ralph.
Like, what? He's like, what?
You look like Ralph. So anybody ever tell you this?
Oh my gosh.
You look like Ralph from The Sound of Music. And
our
goes,
producer.
Yeah, actually, I have.
Yeah, our producer gets the picture, and John's like, oh my God, he does. So, yeah.
But he was so excited because this guy looked like Ralph.
He did.
From The Sound of Music.
Oh my God.
This guy's a reporter. Just one other thing about him, you'll like this. Yeah. He went to Pepperdine. He went to Syracuse too, but Pepperdine ran track. He said, well, what's your best time? 3:59
in the mile.
Come on,
yeah,
the 4-minute mile. Is that unbelievable?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I can't do that in a half mile.
Oh my gosh!
No.
All right, here back to our special guest at music theater. Okay. That you started that, and your dad was very proud of you and took you to all the practices. And,
I was fortunate because I in Sauk City, it's right outside of Madison, and it was this little tiny town where there wasn't a lot of opportunity, so I was fortunate that my parents would take me to Madison. There's Children's Theater Madison there is how I started. And my parents were, my dad was a piano player and my mom was also a singer. So we grew up, in the car singing, row, row, row your boat, 100 bottles of beer on the wall, just killing time in the car. And I was fortunate because they supported what I did. But they were miraculously not stage parents,
Yes.
Were you a stage parent?
No, we weren't. Good kids talk about stage parents. They're like, don't be that guy, Dad. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
And I had confidence in her, like, I'm sure your dad did in you. Yeah, that's pretty neat that I think sometimes people don't understand the effort you put in. I mean, it's like, oh, these guys practice football, two-a-days and all.
Yeah.
Well, they do that in theater, too.
It's a sport. I was in show choir before it was cool, before Glee and everything.
Yeah.
So it was a lot. We would practice every day, hours after school, dancing, high energy shows. It's a sport. So I should say I lettered in show choir.
You said your father was a piano player.
Yes.
Was that the first instrument that you learned?
Yes. So for me, I took piano lessons, but I was the kid that, it was just too slow. It was too boring. I didn't want to practice.
You're not the only one.
Yeah.
Right? I know. And I remember at the time just begging my parents of, please let me quit. Please let me quit. And famous last words, my mom said to me, she's like, Melissa, you're going to regret this. And I do to this day. That's why I have Jim, my piano player, Jim Foz. But I do. I regret it.
Did you pick something else up?
No.
Oh, wow.
Just my craft, my own voice.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is her moneymaker.
Yeah.
I see.
I'm not one of those where I'm like, my instrument. Yeah,
Jim's
going to
ask the question, so I'll ask it for him. You talked about your mom and dad, both musicians and supportive of you and everything. Right. Who else? Who's that other person? Because sometimes you got to get out of the house to really believe somebody. Because let's be honest, when my dad would say, hey, great game. Is he really saying great game or is he just saying?
A dad thing.
Right. So you need to get out. Who is that person outside of the house that let you to believe I could do this for a career?
That I could do it.
Yeah.
I would say I was in an organization called the Kids from Wisconsin.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I did 2 summers with the Kids from Wisconsin. And I think that really solidified for me of like, hey, maybe I am kind of good at this. That it wasn't just because of being the big shot in my hometown.
When I was your age, it was the big thing to get into was Up With People. Do you remember
that? Oh, sure, yeah. There's a girl from
That's a lot harder to get into than she's
Ngani
talking about.
That was in it.
Really?
And they came and performed one time in Ngani. It was like, huge. You couldn't get a ticket to Up With People. There's people where everywhere.
Remember,
you
know, she's too young for that.
Up With People.
Oh, my God. We got it.
If more people were people.
If that microphone works, too.
There'd be a lot of people to worry about and a lot of people who care.
Anyway, they performed Kids from Wisconsin. Kids from Wisconsin.
Did you know that?
Did they?
They performed at the first Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
They're not. I didn't know that. But Kids from Wisconsin, that's like the best. And did you perform in Green Bay? Because we usually bring them in. Yeah.
Yes, we
that's
did.
Cool.
We were in Green Bay. And then from there, I got a gig on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. So
oh, fun.
I did that for a while. Yeah.
Cool.
So we're going to transition.
Oh, we're
like to some live
let's
music.
Do a song. All right, let's do
so
it.
What are you going to attempt to play for us today on our brand new gear?
I know. Well,
groundbreakers, you.
Our foundation is more in jazz.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. So of like a little Frank Sinatra.
We're oh,
gonna,
nice. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, while she's getting over to the microphone and stuff, John, why don't you give us a little bit of information about the Heights, because they're the big sponsor of the live music segment here.
Thank you,
on
Todd.
Mino and the Mayor.
So absolutely.
I thought he was going to say give us a little more Up
Take
With
your
People.
Time,
okay,
no,
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 our
friends,
no.
Our friends at Heights and Pub Parlor are proud to offer an array of delicious food, beverages, and top-notch service in a stunning setting right here in downtown Green Bay, 217 North Washington Street. Whether it's a signature pressed panini or prime Angus burger for lunch, or especially large plate or feature for dinner, let Heights be your destination. Looking to host a private event or party? Heights provides the best ambiance and space with their second story private parlor, third story loft. For more information, check them out on Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online at www.heightsgb.com. And once again, they'll have the Packer game on starting at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. And her menu sounded phenomenal, didn't it?
Sorry to see the Ducks gone, but I understand.
I know.
We knew it. We knew it was short-lived.
Wabbit season. Melissa, you like duck?
Well, ish. You know, that was a terrible answer, but
duck-ish is that also duck-ish. Polish?
Do you think all that's right. Terrible answer? You should have heard our trivia question.
Duck-ski.
Trivia contest this morning. Well, Melissa, what are you going
to
do?
We're going to do a little "Fly Me to the Moon."
Oh, oh my God!
Love that.
That's my favorite.
So bringing Frank in. There you go. All right.
Yes. Want to hear me sing it at all or no?
Nope.
No. Okay.
Kill his mic, Todd. All right. Go ahead, Melissa.
Thanks. To the moon, let me soar among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, hey John, you better kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me play forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Take it, Jim. Let me play forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, in other words, in other words, I love you. You.
Awesome.
Wow.
That was great.
When I sing that song, that's what I hear. That's what I hear in my ears.
I believe that.
Exact same notes.
I believe that.
I hear that.
It's just that we don't.
Okay.
Okay. There's a that is your song. You
know,
you like that song.
You know yeah, Big Mouth? You know Big Mouth? Because that's my favorite song. That's my favorite song. Whenever I'm at a Big Mouth thing, they want me to come up and sing with them. They want me to come up and sing that song with them.
They really want to free us.
I smell an encore that we're coming.
I think
we're coming back.
I think so.
You and I could work something out.
Okay.
Study Frank Sinatra, you said jazz. You got your favorite.
And that's because of my dad. Like, he was a big band lover. I kind of grew up with that music in my household. And yeah, so it's just kind of a good groove for us. We also do some pop songs, you know, but we always put kind of like a jazz twist on it. Nice. Like, we do some Fleetwood Mac. We do some,
You're called the trio. What is it, a bass?
Yes.
Okay, that's not what's here. Okay.
Correct.
You do a pretty good job of picking that up on the piano, though.
I know. I just pulled him off the street. He's
I love Alanis Morissette.
I bet.
Are you thinking of me, Mr. Duplicity? I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner.
Wow.
Okay, that's could not
you?
The
that
one.
Just happened.
Do you have something else?
Yes. That's not the one here who he's singing, is it?
No.
Yeah. She didn't even know what the song was.
All right, we gotta set our quick break. You know that song, right?
I do, yes.
Okay.
Not suitable for.
No, not the one we do, but.
We gotta set our quick break. Back with it, more though. Melissa Shakar.
Woo!
Back after this. Fantastic, fantastic. All right, you got to tell us lots more about where you're going to be performing, all these kinds of things. Dennis, take it away there.
So we were talking a little bit during the break that this group has been together for about a year and a half now, and you're playing this evening. Tell us where.
We are. We're playing, the location is called Z54 Wine and Cocktail Bar. It's in Fox Crossing.
Nice touch, by the way. Love that.
I like that, the background music.
Those soothing piano undertones.
Yeah, I like
I love it.
Yeah, and they're doing a Friday night jazz series through December, and they've got all, I feel really honored to be in that lineup because they have all the heavy hitters in the area and out of Milwaukee that are playing. So it's every Friday night from 7 to 10.
So what's the near future hold for you? What's on deck? What's on the schedule?
Yeah, we're working on some October dates. We just recently booked at La Vie Tavern in De Pere for November. So I'm excited. We mostly play in Fox Valley, but we're expanding up here. So
that's fantastic. What do you have the date in your head with the La Vie Tavern?
Yes, it's Wednesday, November 6th.
Ooh.
So are you inspired when you went and watched the glam band?
Oh yeah, I was an 80s girl. I was an 80s girl, but I was more of the new wave. Like, I loved Pet Shop Boys.
Oh yeah, One Hit Wonders.
All of those. I really did. Yeah. I mean, I'm a sucker for a guitar and a synthesizer, and you know.
Melissa, can we get can we get your music somewhere? Do you have CDs? Well, yes. I don't. There's not CDs. I would say where are the albums, but I know you don't have those anymore.
Oh,
we downloaded it.
We have a website, we have a Facebook page.
Okay.
So it's Melissa Shakar Trio.
Shakar?
Yes. Yeah, and so people can really find out there, and we've got some you know, clips of some songs, and we're starting to post our dates there. So, yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Can I just throw something in here? One of my favorite shows as a child was Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Right.
And that music in the background reminds me of when he'd be telling a story right before he'd kick into a song.
I know. I do. I want to give a little bit of a shout out to Jim over here.
Absolutely.
Jim Fox.
All right, Jim.
He's so great. He's been playing in the Fox Valley forever. And I got really lucky because when I thought, hey, I want to do this again after being on a cruise line and, you know, have my kids, and then just took a really big break from music, and I needed to find a piano player.
Were you a cruise line singer?
Yeah. I was.
Oh, man, that's a great gig.
I was on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines.
Wow.
Yeah. Back in the day when they were all Song of, you know, not of different names, but I was on the Song of America.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Well, listen, we've got about 3 minutes. If you can take us out for the end of the week, we would love that. This segment brought to you once again by the Heights Pub and Parlor, Melissa Shakar, the trio. Who's your other person? We'll give them a shout out.
Yes, we play with two different bass players. We have Roger Tusky, and we also have Guy Parker.
Okay.
So depending on who's available.
Outstanding. Okay.
All right, just a couple of reminders.
Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest at the...
Car Gallery Museum. Downtown Great Bay, Saturday. We're giving away some tickets for that. We did give away some tickets.
Of course, we got the Midwest Viking Festival.
That's next week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's all right. All right.
And listen to Lean Local, 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Very nice.
There's a game on.
Nobody can download it. Don't worry about them listening live.
We know where to find you. What are we going to do for number 3?
Oh, whatever.
We might just shorten it a little bit because of all the lyrics, and it's a long one. Speaking of Mr. Rogers, imagine Kermit on his log and a banjo. We started playing Rainbow Connection.
Nice.
I know, right? We started playing this because this was always my audition song when I was a kid.
Oh, nice. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh,
we could also do Tomorrow. That was the other one. Let's do Tomorrow.
Were you Annie?
Yes.
I bet you were.
Listen,
yeah, I know.
I'm a theater kid.
I know.
Jim wants to adopt you.
I had one of those.
Ready? The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow. Till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just keep up my chin and grin and say, the sun'll come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're only a day away. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, you're only a day away.
Melissa Shakar Trio, that is phenomenal. What an extraordinary voice you have.
How does somebody pull that off on a Friday morning?
I don't know.
Hey. Listen, it was touch and go for a minute. I had to
dig deep to
that high note.
For us, too.
Jim, you're a music critic. What do you think?
She's great. Wow. I can see where you got the part, you know?
Thank you.
That's a good audition song.
Thank you both for being here.
That's a high compliment.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Thank you for being here.
Tonight,
Foxcroft.
Yeah, Z54 in Fox Crossing. It's
outstanding.
Like them on
Melissa
Facebook.
Melissa Shakar Trio. Love to have you back again sometime.
I'd love to.
Thank you, Jim.
Dennis McGlamman.
Thank you so very much.
You guys. Randy Wright, Melissa, Ashley, Mark Houston, Teddy Stefaniak. Thanks, everybody. Have a phenomenal weekend.
Go D.
See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.